वेलकम टू अनदर एपिसोड ऑफ द पॉडकास्ट दैट वी डू प्रॉब्ली वीकली. अब तो लाइक अब जितने ज़्यादा एपिसोड हो सकते उतने बनाते हैं. वेलकम बैक टू द IFF1 पॉडकास्ट. और ये है प्री रेस जेडा कॉर्निश से पहले. वी हैव जस्ट गैदर्ड. वी आर टॉकिंग अबाउट मे बी प्रिडिक्शंस. लेट्स सी वॉट हैपन्स इन जेडा बिकॉज बारेन वी ऑल नो हाउ इट वेंट. रेडबुल जस्ट took everybody by surprise. Aston Martin took everybody by surprise. Mercedes still struggling. Ferrari, well, it's Ferrari. And yeah, baki jo midfield, it's very interesting. And McLaren, I don't want to talk about them. So yeah, let's get everybody's views on kya chal raha hai, what they think is going to happen in Jeddah, and how the race is going to go. SJ, over to you.
Yeah, quite interesting. You know, recently I heard that Saudi Airlines has tied up with Aston Martin, so some more friends following Aston Martin, they are kicking it up. Fernando Alonso, उसके बारे में कुछ तारीफ कम पड़ती है उसके बारे में, बंदे के बारे में. मतलब he is now become this is 20th season and he is the highest.
Yep.
There is nobody above him. 20th is the far most season that anybody has attended. But yes, they have developed the car very good. It's probably the season for them right now, you know. So I'm hoping, like, I'm not putting my money being a Tifosi and Ferrari this time around, but I'm counting on Aston Martin to beat Red Bull this time around.
All right, what are your views, Vedant? Kya socha hai? Kya hoga Jeddah mein?
Yeah, I was even though I am a Mercedes supporter, but mujhe to lag raha tha ki फास्टर स्पीड सर्किट है, फिरारी फाइनली कुछ कर लेगी विदाउट फकिंग अप, बट ऑलरेडी लग लग वो पेनल्टी लग चुकी है. तो आई डोंट नो. एंड मर्सिडीज का डाउनफोर्स, मर्सिडीज का डाउनफोर्स थोड़ा कम है, तो अगेन इवन दो फास्टर कॉर्नर्स हैं, बट आई थिंक वहां पे कुछ तो फकअप होगा. आई एम रियली होपिंग यार, अगेन दे हैव, मतलब माइट बी कॉन्ट्रोवर्शियल और ठीक है आर्ग्यूएबल आंसर है, बट रसल इन माई ओपिनियन इज द बेस्ट ड्राइवर ऑन द ग्रिड राइट नाउ. Because again, he's competing with Lewis Hamilton the head on. Okay. I understand that last season mein wo jeeta tha because Hamilton was developing the car half season mein. But yep, still, yep. Like, again, Russell, Lewis Hamilton, all time great. So, itne amazing drivers hain Mercedes ke paas. Just because unka downforce thoda kam hai. Maybe they're developing the car. Abhi to nahi aayegi, I'm sure. But kuch developments honge, to better race hoegi. Ferrari ko penalty lagi hui hai. Red Bull again might just win it easily, but I'm expecting close competition between Ferrari and Mercedes at least, and Aston Martin. So like top three mein Red Bull ko hata ke these three are gonna compete very closely. And ek cheez hai jiske baare mein na zyada log baat nahi kar rahe hain. Last race mein Logan Sargeant ki was the first race in Williams. I understand Williams ne better car banayi hai season mein hands down, but
yep.
Albon matlab 12th hai wo apni first race mein in a Williams. And no one is talking about it. I don't know why. I mean, it's a pretty big achievement in my opinion. But
okay. So Williams, basically last time we discussed kya tha, what would have happened, what our bets were, I think my and SJ's bets were ki they got more development time, wind tunnel time unko zyada mila, CFD time zyada mila, so I guess that would have contributed.
That was the whole purpose, matlab pura purpose hi yahi tha ki jo last rahega usko zyada time milega. So again, it's a great thing. But again, then there is McLaren, jo I think last season mein fifth aayi thi.
They've just fucked up. Let's just overall agree that. Ferrari fan ho, Mercedes fan ho, koi bhi fan ho, we all agree. McLaren.
McLaren kaun
ra? Man, it's just so sad to see that. It's just bad.
We'll move ahead. Abhi is a hardcore McLaren fan.
Yeah, we'll move ahead. Krishan, what's your thoughts? What do you think? Kya? You're also a Mercedes fan, right? So, कैसा लग रहा है हार्टब्रेक?
Mercedes, that it's not a heartbreak sort of situation right now. And before Jeddah, like in Bahrain also, when they came out of testing from day one, the car was looking pointy. It was responding well to the setups and all. But they had their second day, which was a bit of up and down. After that, the final day just went like everybody would have expected. And then for Red Bull to find that sweet spot of their car, so I have noted a couple of things ki Red Bull mein bhi setup ka thoda sa issue abhi bhi chalu hai, because that car takes time to find its setup window. Aston Martin is a big surprise. But my bet on Aston Martin is ki they should be able to keep up with their development rate, because they are certainly new to the mid, to the top top echelon of F1. But
yep.
being a midfield team, they don't have that experience, front running experience like all the big three teams have. So my bet will be ki if they sort out their development, then well and good, because they already have a very good race team. Their strategies are well point well to the mark. And coming to Ferrari, I seriously don't have any words.
बोलते हंसी निकल गई बोले मैं क्या बोलूं इसमें अब.
How could they bottle a year where they had more downforce than the Red Bull? Equal straight line speed advantage to the
better,
Red Bull.
Now I think it was a better car, because maybe so I am into sim racing a lot, and I generally whenever I played F1 offline against the AI, I always picked Ferrari. It just it's more nimble. The car has more. It's actually,
the car was actually pointy, because I also had the opportunity to play with the F1, the current generation of cars, and on F1 22, one of my friends owns the game.
Okay.
So he had all that crazy setup and all. So I just found that the car doesn't have any weak points, but their race strategies are so off the mark. Like they just show themselves ki they are a rookie team trying to compete at the top just because they have the budget. And then coming to Mercedes, well, Vedant said everything already. Like, they have the most balanced driver pairing, I must say, because with Lewis you have got experience, with George you have got the youth and the speed, raw speed which he has, and his technical knowledge is very much sound, I must say. And let's not forget one thing, they are 8-time constructors champion. So they just out of the blue, they didn't forget to build a fast race car. They just got a concept wrong and they just need to rectify that. Although it would have been a better thing if they did try to sort that out in the winter. But I think they went bold. But one more thing I found surprisingly, 2020 Red Bull and this year's Mercedes both represented a similar sidepod concept. In 2020, the Red Bull was also very equal with the zero sidepod, because it hardly had any sidepods.
Yeah, that and was almost like they were going identical for a higher rake car, right? That's why, I guess.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So Mercedes tried that in 2022, because but the main thing was ki simulation mein jo dikha, it didn't correlate to the real world data. They are just accessing that theoretical downforce, and that car is turning out to be on a knife edge at all times.
But yeah, the problem with the car is, the problem with Mercedes right now is, as it's well, very well established ki Aston Martin, if the people who don't know, they're using Mercedes powertrains. Everything, yeah, basically, they are
using the full rear end of the Mercedes car.
Yeah. So full rear end of the Mercedes car, the engine of the Mercedes car, which really establishes ki Mercedes ke gaadi mein aerodynamics problem hai, which is basically their sidepod thing. It's not their front wing. I don't think that front wings and rear wing does help. Front wing does help in aerodynamics. Lekin side pod, agar tum pura ek gaadi ka ek section leke usko kharab kar doge, then the car won't work. That's it. Now the point is ki they will be discontinuing the side pod thing, right? They said it ki ye hamara concept hi kharab hai. But ab kya kare?
Yeah.
Right.
Ek chota sa subtle upgrade aa raha hai Imola mein, where there will be some cosmetic changes. But yes, I have noticed one thing during the pre-season testing, that flow is paint. A comparison of Red Bull and Mercedes was there.
Oh, yeah.
Where the Red Bull Flovis paint was completely showing around the bodywork, and it was working as they had expected it
intended,
to be.
Yeah.
But yep, for Mercedes, it was not actually flowing through the car. And people say that the sidepod is not correlated to the performance, but I think in these ground effect cars, if you want to work the underflows correctly, then you have to have an optimum sidepod concept, because the
more bulgy
sidepod you have, the more the airflow will be structured to the diffusers and all.
To the middle of the car. And that's the point. So my point is ki we know ki Mercedes achanak se saal ke beech mein they can't abandon their whole aerodynamics, right? I think they will carry this on to the end of the year, because that's when like the testing period is at the all-time high, the winter testing, and maybe then they'll go for a better aerodynamic car by the end of 2022, if that makes sense.
Almost add one thing here. They may be changing the bodywork concept during the season, because it's not like the pre-cost cap era. Like, you can throw millions and millions of dollars and just bring a B-spec car to the
I get the point. Like, in my point is ki, I don't think they're aiming to change the whole, like, this is my prediction ki Mercedes will continue the side podless thing to the end. Maybe they'll bring major changes, cool, but the car still, like, their concept remains the same. My thing is with Jeddah, kyunki hum log pre-race ki baat kare, thoda Jeddah ka baat karte, it's a high speed circuit, right? There are two low speed corners hai, wo bhi ek hai jo, the last corner and the first corner, first two corners.
Yeah.
So I think this kind of circuit will really help Ferrari, Mercedes and Aston Martin to some point. But here's the thing, okay, it will still be tough to catch up to Red Bull, kyunki wo 1 second ka gap bahut hota hai, even though the car won't work fine, circuit unke hisab se nahi, but gaadi to fir bhi achhi hai. Anyways, the point is ki Mercedes low speed corners mein just kya maar khati ho gaadi. Ferrari also low speed corners is the problem. High speed mein we know Ferrari ka jo last year ka speed tha. Can't hear you.
High speed corners mein Mercedes ko pakadna mushkil hai. That's the
exactly. It's just ki I want to see Jeddah to be a more closer fight in the top 4 cars. That's what I want to see. I might not get it because Red Bull is still good. So let's see what happens. What are your thoughts?
Red Bull is awesome.
No question.
Here, ek choti si baat main add karunga, because of the ATR restrictions put on Red Bull. Agar it was already expected that Red Bull will hold a 0.5 second advantage to the rest of the field at least for the first half of the season, because the regulations are stable and the teams will take some time catching up to the top teams, right? So Red Bull had their concept sorted last season. They have a good race team. So they will not remain stationary, right? They will move on with their developments and all. But we all know how good Mercedes is also with developing their cars. Because Ferrari can bottle it. But Aston, Mercedes, I really hope that they do up their game. Because Mercedes ko development mein pakadna is very...
Also about Aston Martin, मैं बोलते बोलते मैं अपना अपना पॉइंट भूल गया था. क्रिशानो ने बोला कि Aston Martin doesn't know the ways of the winning फिलहाल. They are still new to the being the top team. I would try to tell you कि if you see Aston Martin for the last 3 years, they've been poaching, leeching every good engineer out of every other team, right? Yeah. उन्होंने रेड बुल से आधी टीम उठा ली, उन्होंने मर्सिडीज से कुछ लोग उठाए. They're combining a good team. I do see them as contenders this year, actually, although I know there's a lot of catching up to do still. Lekin it's just, by the way, maine ek maine ek bahut hi crazy fact padha. I think hamare group mein kisi ne dala tha, by the way, if you are not already in it, links hain WhatsApp group ke bhi, go check that out. Maine padha tha, kisi ne likha ki Red Bull are so good right now ki Verstappen can win every race to the half time of the season, basically 12 ya 13 races, he could win everything, and he could win the season as early as the Dutch Grand Prix. Now the next part is crazy, because he can take a vacation for the next half of the season, and Daniel Ricciardo can fill in and still come third in the Drivers' Championship. Can you imagine having three drivers in the top 3 where only 2 drivers are allowed?
That's like we're talking about Ferrari, what it was in early 2002, 2003, 2004.
That's the kind of domination.
Probably what Red Bull was in early in 2013 or 2011. Yeah. And Mercedes, which was in maybe around
14 and 15 both. Yeah. But
टीम्स हु आर बिहाइंड डू कैच अप, Okay, Krishanu said that they are right now, Ferrari are lying behind right now only in terms of strategy. What we saw last year, they had a very good car. They fall out because of bad reliability and some bad strategy calls. Okay,
yeah.
Let's be honest. There was no issue with the drivers. There was no issue with the car as such. The whole concept wise, I'm talking about.
Yep.
When you talk about reliability, of course, car ka issue to ho gayi. Theek hai. Even this year, we are just into the second race. Okay, let's not throw the entire season out of the box right now. Okay, let's not forget, like I repeated this last time around as well. First race, there was double DNF for Red Bull.
The curse.
Since they won
yes,
both
yes,
the
yes.
championships. Correct? Third race in Australia, again, Max Verstappen was a DNF. Everybody ruled out Red Bull to bahar hai. Nobody can catch Ferrari. But eventually what happened, we all know. Okay? So, it is just a second race of the season. It's a long season, 23 races, and out of which we have just finished one. And this weekend we are going to have a second. So it's a long season. Yes, having a penalty at the start of the season is very bad. It is like you're already on the back foot. Now you're some more 10, 15 places behind. Completely agree with that thought process. But then we all have expertise. They all have very good engineers. They just need to have trust, belief, and I think they can at least make it a good fight to Red Bull and place somewhere else good in the championship is my call for Ferrari. For Mercedes, I believe what we all have summed up is all good. They have lots of money to throw into the development. They can do it. How soon they can do it is the real question. Because remember, Hamilton wants a winning car. If he will not get it at Mercedes, yeah, if he does not get it at Mercedes, he will look for somewhere else. Hamilton joining any team is an asset, despite of his age. Okay? And Fernando is already proving us wrong in terms of age. Okay? Mm-hmm. Gone are the days where driver used to retire at 34, 35, you know.
1 minute, kya age? Have you seen both of them? They look like they're in their late 20s, guys. It's just
exactly
bizarre. They don't age.
Right. So age is just a number nowadays. Okay? Even if at 40, Hamilton wants to sign up at some good team and he can win races for them, anybody will take him. That's not a challenge.
Yep.
It's just putting the right things at the right place and they can win it. Any team.
Yeah.
And
so
by the way, Aston Martin has winning experience. They have a race win under the belt with Checo.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's not forget that.
Racing point was good, dude. And they know how to copy cars. Let's not forget that. The pink Mercedes. Anyway, so the point is, last year, okay, I'm going to be honest. Last year, I also ruled out Red Bull starting my season. Okay, but my eye-opener was actually the Belgian race. Because
that
guy in one lap overtook what, like, kitne car? Usne 6 car overtake kiye the, right? Pehle lap mein. And I was like, bro, ye to abhi... अभी ये अनफेयर है अभी मतलब मिडफील्ड क्या बोले अभी इसमें क्या जा तू भाई तेरा रेस अलग चल रहा है हमसे एंड दैट वाज लाइक द आई ओपनर वेयर आई थॉट कि ओके मे बी फरारी विल फक अप दिस सीजन बिकॉज तब तक फरारी भी मिस्टेक कर रहा था बहुत देवर रेड बुल वाज ऑलरेडी कैचिंग अप बाय द थर्ड और द फोर्थ रेस एंड फ्रांस वॉज लाइक द ब्रेकिंग पॉइंट फॉर द ड्राइवर एंड द टीम टू सो या आई होप कि दिस इज जस्ट Man, I know Red Bull and the car deserves the win, but Ferrari, the fans actually deserve more than the team, I would say. Because everybody, you can't lose when you have a good car, right? Bad car, okay. Abhi tak samajh rahe the hum ki regulations tumhara saath nahi de rahe the. You weren't able to make a good car. When you were able to make a good car, the conditions weren't right. Your car wasn't good in wet when Vettel was almost gonna win, right? And it's just sad to see so many fans disappointed of probably one of the most followed teams in the whole sport. It's
yeah.
I don't know what to say. It's
like
it's
people
sad.
Say Formula One is Ferrari.
Yeah,
Formula One Ferrari, like, Forza Ferrari. Kya? Matlab, it's a chant, man. People love the team, and there's history attached to it. Aisa nahi ki bina baat ka. Look, like Vettel said, everybody's a Ferrari fan. Theek hai? इवन द मर्सिडीज ड्राइवर्स यू आस्क देम दे आर द फरारी फैंस. ठीक है, इट्स नॉट इजी टू लिव अप टू द लेगेसी एंड फरारी इज हैज बीन फेलिंग फॉर अ लॉन्ग टाइम. आई जस्ट विश कुछ नहीं तो 6 races जीत जाओ, कुछ नहीं तो कुछ तो करो, थोड़ा थोड़ा सा दो ना अपने फैंस को.
You know, in the 70s, 80s, they took almost 12 years to win the championship.
Exactly.
Bad years have been
Jody Scheckter, yeah, Jody Scheckter was the last one to win the championship. Then the another championship came in 2000.
Oh man, SJ flexing his knowledge of.
And then the domination started. There was no looking back
right,
after that.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like Schumacher was winning races here and right and left. Har cheez jeet raha.
Correct.
Yeah.
Like so, driving for Ferrari is just put into perspective, like you're a Ferrari driver and you are riding a whole of Italy's hopes on your shoulder.
Italy, you no. How... Every motorsport fan.
Exactly. Because just imagine how mad the Italian media are, because they scrutinize yeah. each and every move Ferrari makes. So just imagine yeah. the pressure they are undergoing. And I just feel backwards.
Yeah, I think they're just cracking under pressure. It's almost like, oh, by the way, this reminds me, a great analogy for Ferrari is last to last year, when Verstappen cracked under pressure in the quali and like one of the best laps in the history of Formula One qualifying 21. Was... Yeah, it was just the last corner, man. It was so heartbreaking.
Yeah, it was
that
crazy.
That
crazy.
One lap, man. That I see it. Abhi goosebumps aa rahe hain. Main baat kar raha hu, abhi goosebumps aa rahe hain. It's so good.
It was so good. Perfect lap. Koi hota hai lap hota hai. That was haan. It. But when the crash
ho gaya, I was supporting Hamilton at that time. But when I was seeing Max go like that, I was seeing that perfect synergy between man and machine. Yep. When he just nabbed the rear wheel, na, I was like,
kitna reaction video dekha uska.
Ek aur cheez thi ki season already thoda late start hua tha, and exactly. like second, I think starting mein race thi first 3-4 race mein, and like say back to back purple sectors kar raha tha wo, like even mini sectors jo hote hain all purple.
Man, it was
and,
so
like, sabko laga ki yeah, he's gonna take the pole.
वो लैप देख के लगा था कि वर्ल्ड चैंपियन बन जाएगा ये बनेगा ये तो बन सकता है यार, मतलब क्या गाड़ी को बेचारे
he screwed it up.
Yeah, I mean that was probably the only one time I've seen Max Verstappen as a driver crack under pressure. That's the only time I've seen a lot of drivers crack under pressure.
Yeah,
that
Leclerc,
was
Leclerc
probably
a lot. No, fuck science ki baat hi nahi karte. Leclerc के पास विनिंग माइंडसेट है, बट अगेन जस्ट बिकॉज ही डजंट हैव अ लॉट ऑफ विंस, वो प्रेशर ले जाता है, स्ट्रेस ले जाता है, क्योंकि वर्स्टैपेन के लिए फर्स्ट आना कैन बी नॉर्मल, लेक्लर्क के लिए बहुत बड़ी चीज है अभी के लिए, बिकॉज उसके पास उतनी विंस नहीं है बिकॉज ऑफ द कार ही इज इन.
आल्सो द सेकंड
कई बार होता है दैट समवन इज चेजिंग हिम लाइक राइट ऑन हिज गियर बॉक्स, और 5-6 लैप्स अगर या 7-8 लैप्स अगर चेज हो गया, वो कुछ ना कुछ तो फक अप कर देता है, एंड देन अगेन समवन इज टेक द लीड.
आल्सो द सेकंड थिंग
इज साइंस को 3 लैप होते हैं, 3 लैप में कर लेगा वो.
The second thing is Verstappen ke bare mein, like if we thinking the crack under pressure wali baat hai, to I think Monza could be also considered that when usne gaadi chadhai di Lewis Hamilton pe, bola isko maari dunga aaj main. But I think that was more like desperation. I think that was more like desperation over that, like he was desperate for that position. In that position, I think that wasn't cracking
the
pressure.
Uska pit stop kharab ho gaya tha, so he wanted yeah. ki nahi ko I need to make it up
yep,
for
yep,
it
yep.
Mercedes had the pace in Monza, yeah. and secondly, like it was like Max ki Lewis mere sar mein ghus chuka hai. I just want to beat this guy so bad, and that full 2021 season didn't need Drive to Survive. To be honest,
yeah, it was all about them.
Wo pura season hi Drive to Survive.
That's it, full drama.
Pura. And the Toto or Christian ka jo bromance jo tha.
But that is what makes it interesting, you know, two different teams fighting out for the first position. Yeah. You know, that's where you call it a proper battle, you know. See, within the team, if you are talking about fighting for the championship, it's probably, you know, very easy. You can say so. I mean, it's not easy, of course. It's a difficult job to do. But when you are in the same box, you know what strategy I need to make, what I don't need to do. You know, your do's and don'ts are very clear, basically. But when you're fighting with another team, that's where, you know, what separates from boys to men, I would say like that. You know, how to do it, when to do it, you know, all those kind of things. So that is why 2021 was a very good season. Okay, we expected the same out of 2022, but unfortunately, we didn't have that. Let's see what 2023 gives us. You know, the starting is very good. We are getting into Jeddah, the second race. Okay, high speed race. Let's hope for the best.
Alright, so let's come back to the topic. बहुत देर से हम लोग सब इधर उधर deviate हो गए. Before we deviate a lot, let's refocus ourselves. So Jeddah, the practices start tomorrow. Actually today, because edit करने में time जाएगा. So the practices start and it's a high speed circuit. Like we all said, high speed corners है ही नहीं यार. वो सीधा सीधा तो circuit बनाया उन लोगों ने. And what do you think? Which teams are going to actually benefit a lot from this? Do you think Mercedes can actually take a podium? Do you think that?
I'll go out on a limb and say yes. Because that yeah, car is good on its tires.
Yep. ये तो अंदर की ये तो अगर कल नहीं जीत मेरे को लग रहा है ये संडे को नहीं जीते तो वेदांत और कृष्णो तो रोएंगे बोलेंगे भाई हो गया
हमारा
नहीं
I want like good racing to be honest. Mercedes ना जीते आज का जीते हम यार it's fine good
हाँ भाई हो गया अभी अभी अपने आपको ऐसे ही दिलासा देनी पड़ती है bro मेरा तो
मैं तो boring races ना हो जाए
guys Williams stopped winning races even before I was born understand मेरा pain because मैं तो Williams fan
but नहीं remember जब Massa और Bottas थे 2012 के बहुत अच्छी car वापस आ गई थी उस time
पे ना that was good
anyway coming back to Jeddah.
Yeah, SJ, yeah, what do you think?
During 2014-15, last.
Yep. SJ, what do you think? Yeah. Kya so, hai is bar ka?
I think second and third ke liye Aston Martin and Ferrari will fight out. Mercedes, if not the third, fourth best team.
Right. Okay, guys. Matlab, no, we are talking no about both the cars combined for every team, right? Like total in the standings.
Yeah.
Cool. Vedant, what do you think? What is your prediction?
Yeah, of course. To start with, I want Mercedes to be on podium, but there are realistic chance to be on the podium because अभी तक दो races हुई हैं वहाँ पे और हर race में virtual safety car और safety car आई है तो बहुत I think इस बार भी होने वाला है. I agree कि हाँ दो corners उन्होंने change कर दिए हैं, gap ज़्यादा दे दिए हैं, safety बढ़ गई है, crashes की chances कम हो गए हैं, but still I believe safety car तो आएगी और उस टक्कर में Mercedes can again live up to the strategy and just play something out accordingly. And Ferrari maybe something like they'll do something and... but yeah
they will do something and just lose
very realistic chance Mercedes ko podium
what do you think Krishanu kya scene hai kya lag raha hai is bar
see as a team Red Bull is untouchable right although maine jaise pichle bar pichle point mein kaha tha car ka setup ka thoda sa issue chalu hai so They may take some time to find the sweet balance of the car on that circuit. And Red Bull, in my opinion, जब से the race has started in 2021, Red Bull को थोड़ा सा problem हुआ है. So I'll still say कि Red Bull will have a very good shot at winning.
Of course.
But again, only one data set we have from Bahrain, so we can't just say anything about it. रही बात फरारी की they seem on realistic terms they seem to be closest to challenge Red Bull right now because that car is only capable of taking the fight to Red Bull on paper. रही बात Aston Martin की so I am just placing my order like Red Bull, Ferrari and Aston and Mercedes might be very much equal pegging terms because the circuit has very fast sweeping corners, slow corners बहुत कम है. And the Mercedes concept works well in flowing corners. If you have noticed last year,
yep.
That car works well in flowing corners. And to be very honest, they don't have that bouncing problem which they had last year. So the car's performance window is not so much limited.
Agreed.
Here's
one thing that I want to say. So basically, हमने top order की तो बात कर ली. Let's talk about midfield. बैक मार्कर की बात नहीं करेंगे बिकॉज वर्चुअली इस साल कोई बैक मार्कर है नहीं देखा जाए तो आई डू वॉन्ट टू टॉक अबाउट द मिडफील्ड क्योंकि बहुत अनएक्सपेक्टेड चीज़ें हो रही है एज वी ऑल नो, मिडफील्ड में कुछ भी चल रहा है, विलियम्स मिडफील्ड में एक्चुअली कम्पीट कर रही है अच्छे से. मेन क्वेश्चन विच आई हैव अबाउट मैक्लारेन ऑफ कोर्स इज़ ऑस्कर पियास्ट्री एज गुड एज ही इज सपोज टू बी नाउ? F2 F3 चैम्पियन रियली नहीं, आई थिंक इज दैट राइट? F2 F3 कंसेक्यूटिव चैम्पियन राइट? या सो माय पॉइंट इज कि अगर उसका जो विंडोज अपडेट शुरू हो गया था लास्ट रेस में उसके गाड़ी में, तो अगर वो नहीं होता तो वुड ही हैव बीन समवेयर अराउंड द टॉप 10 और लाइक द मिडल ऑर्डर.
ओके सो नॉरिस वी ऑल नो इज अ वेरी गुड ड्राइवर, ओके, बट अगेन टीम एंड कार्स मैटर अ लॉट व्हेन इट कम्स टू विनिंग. मतलब ऑल द ड्राइवर हैज टू डू इज कि बीट हिज और हर टीममेट कॉन्स्टेंटली. So we know ki haan, that is a better driver, that's a good driver. But again, Norris bohat, like again one of the capable drivers in the grid. Usko uske close pahunch pa rahe ho, to again he's like a pretty good driver. But again, let's not discount the fact that he's racing in his first season. He's very young, the youngest on the grid.
Also so bad car.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Na. So the competitor that he has is Norris. Let's not look at the top 10 or the points finishes. Norris is his competitor, and I feel ki even if he finishes below Norris towards the end of the season, it's going to be a very close finish and he's going to develop as the year progresses. And next season is when we really need to see him, where he goes. In my opinion, yes, he's a pretty good driver. You just need to adjust according to the car. And yeah, next season, maybe he'll just smash Norris.
I agree with Vedant. He's very close to the point. Thoda sa disagree karunga bhai yahan pe. Technically, what we have heard from McLaren is that they have somewhat goofed up with the full philosophy of the car, and you know, they're not going that as strong as what they were supposed to be. The way last season Renault and McLaren were fighting for Oscar Piastri, that itself proves that both of them wanted him because they think that he's the guy to go forward with. You know, young, passionate, energetic, F2 F3 champion. Of course, he's a fast driver as well. Given a good car, he can win races and championship as well. Okay. McLaren, Alpine both wanted to win front. But I'm not going to talk about McLaren. You're talking about midfield. So, what I want to see is a good competition between Alfa Romeo, Haas, and Alfa Tauri. These three teams, I think, and Williams, four. The way they performed in Bahrain, I think these four would be very good, close neck to neck. I am not sure about Alfa Tauri, how will they be placed? Nick De Vries, of course, he's an F2 champion, FE champion, good fast driver, has a lot of potential as well, but I'm not sure about that car, you know. So,
yeah,
for me, that is a turn-off for both Alfa Tauri and McLaren. Their cars.
But what about Alpine?
Not up to the mark.
What about Alpine? Alpine,
during the testing, they ran the car very low on performance. Like they didn't turn up the car's engine modes and they didn't try it out like every team did. And they were just keeping a very low profile. And during testing, you need to test everything in your car. If it's working in fast conditions, if it is working slowly, if it is working on outlaps, if it is performing well in the quali, they have given you 3 full days of testing so that you can judge your machine, you can hone your machine to the liking of your way.
Would it mean that they're confident?
Sorry?
Wouldn't that mean that they're confident?
Yeah,
I mean, it's everyone. If you're overconfident,
like after the testing ended, there was a lot of chatter that Alpine is not trying out the car to the full potential. Maybe they are very confident. And again, jab khatam hui thi, Ocon and Gasly both said that they are pretty happy with the testing, how it went out. Again, wo media jaise bhi unhone tackle kiya.
I thought Ocon and Gasly said they're pretty happy with each other, which is just not happening. Because ek bar to dekh rahe ho, last year jo Jeddah mein kiya tha na Alonso aur Ocon ne. वैसा मेरे को इन दोनों के बीच देखना, फिर देख रहे ये लोग गाड़ी से निकल के इधर मारेंगे क्या, क्योंकि वो हो जाते हैं उन दोनों के बीच में
बोले तू कैसे
नहीं बट
द वे आई एम सॉरी टू इटालियन बट द वे कैसली पुश्ड हिज कार फ्रॉम द बैक ऑफ द ग्रिड इन द पॉइंट्स इन बारेन वाज रियली ऑसम which proves
that shows the car has
lot
potential.
Of talent. Yeah,
Yes,
exactly.
yes.
And the drivers are also pretty fast. We all know that.
Yeah.
So, if you ask me, the fifth best team right now is Alpine on the grid.
But you did not even mention during the midfield discussion.
अरे तो
But
मिडफील्ड
they are
में नहीं
not a
काउंट हो रहा
midfield
फिर
team
वो.
ना, तो
एग्जैक्टली
they are not
दे
a
आर
midfield
ट्राइंग
में
टू
नहीं काउंट
कम्पीट,
होता है ना।
दे आर ट्राइंग टू
They
कम्पीट
are
विद
trying to
द
compete for
फॉर
the
फोर्थ, फॉर फोर्थ, या दे आर ट्राइंग टू कम्पीट फॉर
Okay.
फोर्थ. सो आई गेस, आई गेस
But
सो
it's top
हाँ
three midfield back markers,
या सो
something
ये
like
हमें
that
पता है
ना।
कि हर साल यही होता है कि द टॉप थ्री टीम्स गो लाइक वे बियॉन्ड 150-200 पॉइंट्स, और जो अगली दो या तीन टीम होती है दे आर लाइक वेरी क्लोज इन पॉइंट्स.
हाँ
दैट्स
वो
दैट्स
बेस्ट
जनरली
बैटल
वॉट
होती है इन माय
हैपन्स.
ओपिनियन, लाइक वो बैटल
अग्रीड अग्रीड,
बेस्ट
बहुत
होती
मजा आता है. लास्ट ईयर जो मैकलारेन एल्पिन का लास्ट रेस तक
है।
गया
यस
था,
लास्ट रेस में भी
दैट वाज
आया
नाइस. ऑल्सो जस्ट जस्ट वांट टू ऐड इन हियर, हम एक टीम को भारी भारी डिस्काउंट कर रहे हैं विच इज विलियम्स. हमने देखा कि उनकी कार तो फास्ट है, ड्राइवर्स अच्छे मिले हैं. आई नो इट्स नॉट द इट कांट बी द बेस्ट कार ऑफकोर्स, ऐसे दे आर नॉट एस्टन मार्टिन एट द मोमेंट, लेकिन द अमाउंट ऑफ इम्प्रूवमेंट फ्रॉम लास्ट ईयर इवन इन ड्राइवर्स. लतीफ़ी को बाहर करना इन एनी सिनेरियो इज अ गुड थिंग. नहीं मैं मजाक कर रहा हूँ, ही इज अ गुड ड्राइवर, ही इज
गोटी
जस्ट.
फी।
मैं अपने आप को एक ऐसे कॉर्नर पे शव कर दिया, अभी मैं कुछ नहीं कर सकता. एनी वेज द पॉइंट इज कि दे हैव गुड ड्राइवर्स, दे हैव गुड कार्स दिस ईयर. तो वॉट डू यू थिंक एंड वाई डू यू थिंक दे विल विन अ जी पी?
दे विल टेक टाइम टू विन द जीपी।
या
ओके, मे बी कपल ऑफ इयर्स मोर डाउन द लाइन दे विल बी देयर ऑन द टॉप, स्टैंडिंग ऑन टॉप ऑफ द पोडियम होपफुली। But you know, it will take another couple of seasons for them, yes. And let's see where they go, because they already have a Mercedes engine. They are good at the development which is happening in the car. Plus, with James joining in, who brings in that experience from Mercedes again, from you know, that knowledge of
Winning mindset.
yeah, winning mindset. Correct. That is all required. So let's hope for the best. Okay. These people who are there shuffling around are some of the best people in the town, you know, in the motorsport.
Yep.
So they will come. Plus now, you know, they don't have to worry about the finances. They have a good backing up in terms of finance as well. So development will not be a problem. Okay. So again, two young, very good drivers. So that's again a plus plus for them. We already saw Williams and Bahrain finished in points. Logan was 12th, so they're already showing signs of very, very good improvement. Okay. So expect a podium from them very soon.
या देयर इज अ चैटर अराउंड कि सबको लगा था 2022 शुरू होएगा एंड क्लोज रेसिंग शुरू हो जाएगी, विच ऑफ कोर्स डिड नॉट हैपन। टू बी ऑनेस्ट, रियलिस्टिक एक्सपेक्टेशंस नहीं थी वो। बट अगेन, दिस हैज हैपेंड ऑल द टाइम। अगर कुछ न्यू रेगुलेशंस आती है ना, तो उसमें 2-3-4 साल लगते हैं एंड देन द फील्ड गेट्स क्लोजर एंड क्लोजर। सो दिस टाइम द
एग्जैक्टली
होल पर्पस वॉज कि एवरी टीम नीड्स टू गेट क्लोजर। ज्यादा ट्विन टनल टाइम एटसेट्रा, बजट कैप्स का एलोकेशन, जो भी, ऑल ऑफ इट कम्बाइंड, आई थिंक बाय We finish 2024 season, 2025 is when we'll actually see a lot of the teams. Like अभी हम बात कर रहे हैं कोई बैक मार्कर नहीं है, मे बी तब तक हो कि टॉप थ्री आर नॉट टॉप थ्री एनीमोर, टॉप फाइव हो गए हों तब तक, और देन देयर इज टॉप फाइव, लास्ट फाइव। तो विलियम्स मे बी कैन गैम्बल ड्यूरिंग दैट टाइम एंड गेट अ पोडियम हियर एंड देयर।
यार ऐसा है ना कि मैं एफआईए की ना सब उड़ाते हैं, ठीक है, सब 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 लोग लेते हैं एफआईए की, लेकिन आई वुड गिव प्रॉप्स टू एफआईए इन द फैक्ट कि दे हैव प्रमोटेड फ्रॉम 2023 द रेगुलेशन हैव रियली रियली प्रमोटेड क्लोज रेसिंग, नॉट ओनली इन कार एरोडायनामिक्स लेकिन जस्ट इन जनरल द वे बजट कैप इज टू बी हैंडल्ड, द वे विंड टनल टाइम्स, बेसिकली इफ़ यू आर हायर अप इन द ऑर्डर यू गेट लेसर टाइम, सो दैट जो नीचे वाली टीम्स हैं उनको सब ज़्यादा टाइम मिलेगा तो दे ऑफकोर्स डेवलप अ बेटर कार. इट्स जस्ट एफ आई ए डज अ लॉट ऑफ शेट रॉन्ग, बट ये एक चीज़ उन्होंने अच्छा किया है, दिस आई
Yes.
कैन बी ऑन बोर्ड विद एफ आई ए. तो
Agreed.
या इट्स जस्ट समटाइम्स एफ आई ए भी सोचते हैं कि चलो कुछ कुछ तो ऐसा कर देते जिससे फैंस को एक्चुअली मजा आए, तो दैट्स द पॉइंट.
Actually,
दैट्स गुड.
the new ground effect regulations were developed in collaboration with F1, because I remember Ross Brawn and Nick Tombazis were on the panel for
Oh,
the
I didn't know this.
yes. So Ross Brawn helped develop this ground effect aero regulations. He was a
Oh,
main architect.
nice. That's
Yes.
cool. That's नाइस ट्रिविया, ये मेरे को सच में नहीं पता था. कूल, आई मीन
सीरियसली
यू कैन सर्च इट अप इन गूगल.
झूठ थोड़ी बोलेगा वो.
और उसको इसके लिए लाया था बिकॉज द वे ही लुक्ड अप दैट लूप होल व्हिच वाज देयर इन 2009. Correct, and that was a particular point. Like how he has helped Ferrari, how he has helped McLaren, how he has helped Benetton, how he brought up his own team, Brawn GP, and how he has architected the Mercedes development in 2010, 11, 12. You know, so that all those, he has a very good resume, yaar. As Chief technical officer, you know,
bro, कुछ लोग है ना, कुछ minds है which are in F1, which are just like सब लोग पसंद करते. There's nobody who disrespects him. Adrian Newey, Ross Brawn, let's I mean until last year Mattia Binotto was very respected. Yeah, so it's just like कुछ जो ऐसे technical directors, engineers हैं teams में that are well known, like they are well known than a lot of drivers, you understand? Like that's the amount of technical detail that goes into making that car. Correct. That's just
These people are highly respected.
Sorry to interrupt. One more thing from the management side, I must say ki F1 mein everybody say ki stability is the key to success. Like hum dekh rahe hai ki Red Bull is winning races, Mercedes is winning races. In the past decades, these two teams have been the pioneer of success. So, like we saw during the starting of the season, ki kitne sare team principal transfers hue and how much of a management war was going on between each and every team, I must say. So, my point here is ki one key success for Red Bull and Mercedes winning races is ki they have that autonomy which no other team can have, because look, we all know ki boardroom politics kitna chalta hai. Corporate teams.
Yeah.
Like the manufacturers, like Alpine, it is being controlled by the French.
Yeah.
Ki Renault ka French headquarters wahan se bata rahi kya karna hai, and they are doing like that. So that is the limiting factor behind Renault. On the true contrary, Mercedes is a manufacturer. It is a listed manufacturer, but the team is partly owned by Mercedes. One third is owned by Mercedes, then Ineos and Toto Wolff. Like that also, Red Bull mein Christian Horner is the CEO of Red Bull Technologies, the wider group which manages the racing team also. So I'm saying ki the Ferrari jab jeet nahi raha tha, everybody was blaming Binotto, but the decisions were coming from Ferrari boardroom. So Binotto didn't have that autonomy which Christian Horner and Toto Wolff have right now.
यार आई गेट इट, लेकिन ऑफकोर्स लाइक लुक, आई एम नॉट सेइंग कि कम्प्लीटली Binotto की गलती है, क्योंकि अगर कम्प्लीटली Binotto की गलती होती तो वैसे और आते ये लोग फर्स्ट आने लगते, राइट? दैट्स नॉट द इशू. देयर आर अ लॉट ऑफ थिंग्स दैट गो इनटू मेकिंग अ डिजास्टर. या
सो आई वुड जस्ट वांट टू ऐड टू क्रिश्चियनोस पॉइंट. सी, यू गेट स्टेबिलिटी व्हेन यू आर विनिंग. नोबडी वांट्स टू ब्रिंग टेक द विनिंग कॉम्बिनेशन, करेक्ट? इट इज व्हेन यू आर लूजिंग, when you are just on the brisk of winning and don't cross that line, is where you want to change it. Okay, everybody just humbles around and what is good, are ye karunga to acha hai, are ye lao, are ye karo wo karo to shayad ho jayega. That is where the changes happen. Okay, and that is where, you know, sometimes the things go wrong and sometimes, you know, it clicks and it sticks.
Yep.
So, only the winning combination, sticking with the winning combination is not the only thing. Even if you see, when Mercedes were not Mercedes, were Braun, when the Mercedes took up the team in 2010, they were nothing. Then Midfield. Toto Wolff came in, then Niki Lauda came in, James came in. These people started to build a team around them. So it's like, you have to build a team around yourself. Only then you will start winning.
You know, the last drivers, 2 minutes, the drivers last 2 minutes showed ki, Yeah, the last 2 minutes showed कि मैं सबसे ज़्यादा छोटा हूँ यहाँ पे, because I just laughed on Niki Lauda. I'm sorry. Anyways, I'm sorry. I can't. Dude, नहीं होता
control. एक movie है, एक movie है Rush. Please, please watch the movie.
Okay. Rush. Have I seen this movie? Wait. I'm gonna have to.
Pretty popular. James Hunt and Niki Lauda का rivalry है. एकदम.
Oh yeah, yeah. यार नहीं, ये मूवी ना मैंने क्लिप्स में देख लिया टोटली.
प्लीज मूवी देखो, बहुत अच्छी मूवी है.
ओके कूल.
वन ऑफ द मोस्ट आइकॉनिक राइवलरीज ऑफ फॉर्मूला 1 ब्रॉट बैक टू लाइफ इन हॉलीवुड.
अरे ये वही है क्या जिसमें वो फरारी को बोलता है इट्स अ शिट बॉक्स, ऐसे कुछ बोल देता है ना गाड़ी को, तो उसको निकाल
देता है. हां, वो बनाता है लाइक, देन ही डेवलप्स इट हिमसेल्फ.
ओह ओह, राइट राइट राइट. ओके कूल, आई हैव हर्ड अबाउट दिस मूवी. एनीवेज, मूविंग ऑन फ्रॉम निकी,
लार्ज कमिंग बैक टू जेडा हर्शेड, टॉकिंग अबाउट क्लोज रेसिंग. थोड़ा सा F1 से डाइवर्ट होके मूविंग टू फॉर्मूला 2. फॉर्मूला 2 में इतनी सारी रेगुलेशन वगैरह नहीं है क्योंकि लाइक ऑल द कार्स आर मोर लेस द सेम. स्ट्रेटजीज एंड इंजन का कैसे ट्यूनिंग हो रखी है वो सब डिफरेंट होता है, बट दैट इज व्हाट एक्चुअली प्रमोट्स क्लोजर रेसिंग. F1 में नहीं आ सकता बिकॉज ऑफ मल्टीपल रीजंस, कि R&D होता है, टेक होता है, एटसेट्रा फॉर दैट. बट F2 में एक्चुअली क्लोजर रेसिंग होती है. एंड व्हेन इट कम्स टू जेटा, जहां पे हां एग्जैक्टली पैसा. तो व्हेन इट actually comes to closer racing, F2 and faster street circuit is where you need to watch. Like, bahut interesting racing.
Bro, F2 mein actually maza aata hai. So, I wasn't following F2 like I followed F1. Of course, I don't think anyone follows F2 like they follow F1. If they're like in general motorsport fan. Lekin F2, main, so this is the first year where I thought ki maine F1 TV liya, I'll use the full F1 TV thing. Theek hai, toh main saare racing dekhunga, saare practice dekhunga, main paise de raha hoon. So anyways, the point is ki maine F2 aur F3 races dekhne last year shuru kiye the. Yes, the sense of speed utna nahi hai. I get it, understood. Lekin bro, the close racing that it promo, wo dekhne mein actual mein maza aata hai. Like if you're
even Bahrain mein bhi last lap tak race hogi. Yeah, yeah.
Bro, gote muh mein the. Aur honestly gote muh mein the. Bahut maza aata hai, bahut maza aata hai. If you're of course if you're on F1 TV, do check out F2 and F3 feature races and the actual races. They're actually good. I recommend
karta hu personally. Also the fact that this year इंडिया के दो ड्राइवर्स हैं फॉर्मूला 2 में, कुशमेनी और जिहान दारूवाला. जिहान का लास्ट सीजन है, बट अगेन दो
I mean, bro, that's the thing. I think F2, the only problem, like SJ ne bata hi diya ki paise lagte udhar, aur it's tough to bring in money, man. It's really I don't remember. Alfa Romeo ka reserve driver jo hai abhi, jo filhal reserve driver hai, I don't remember. Yeah, Theo Porsche. He didn't participate this year in F2. He said ki nahi, paisa lana bahut tough hai mere liye. So I think that was a problem. He's like ki there's a lot of money involved, and I get it ki these are the series that you have to participate in order to show your potential for Formula 1. Lekin it's just, man, the money problems that a lot of drivers face, it's really tough to get into motorsport. And aisa nahi bol raha ki it's just a top tier problem. Ye main dekha na bro, main Vadodara mein there are actually two tracks, theek hai, they are so expensive bro. Hum log like we save for a whole week and then weekend pe jaake hum log ek bar race karte, bola ha abhi man bhar gaya, abhi ho gaya. Like it's very expensive to get into motorsports. That's an issue which will prevail until I don't know, until racing exists, kyunki it's just very expensive.
I don't know, ye cheez maine share kiya tha ki nahi, but I was on a visit to Delhi, it's way back in 2019. So I went to both international circuit because relative to every one of you, I'm a bit new to Formula 1 and all. So I went to BIC and I just wanted to have a tour of the track. So those folks charged me near about north of $3,000, and they just charged me for the tour and all. And when I saw the Vento Cup car sitting there, so I said, can I take it for a ride? Because I asked, chalu hai ki nahi hai. So they fired up the engine for me and I just said, let's take it for a ride then. So they said ki you need a test and all. So they patched me up and they did some small tests and then they gave me the signal to drive. The track is very good, but coming back to the cost, so it cost me nearly $4,000 just to drive that car. So I can feel how much do you feel?
Bro, there's a, so
it's very expensive.
I'm massively into engine and stuff, right? So me and my dad, we were trying to work on this cart. Like, we are trying to make a cart, and it's a semi formula student type cart. So we are trying to make it, but it's just so tough to like buy parts, because humko pura starting se banana from the ground up, right? So engine and stuff, it's just so expensive. We are like, fuck, hum log 1.5 saal se kaam kar rahe and we haven't bought all the parts yet. It's just so tough to acquire them in the first place. So anyways, coming back, fuck, hum log bahut zyada deviate ho jate. Coming back to Jeddah, final points, we are 50 minutes into it. So let's do some final points about Jeddah. Everybody, can you make your own predictions about who's gonna win? Who do you think will be the underdog, and who do you think from the midfield is coming on top? Starting with USJ.
Red Bull winning it. Aston Martin or Ferrari second and third.
Okay.
Williams will be surprise package along with Haas, and McLaren are definitely not winning it.
Yeah.
Yes, same. Red Bull gonna win. Mercedes for the podium, and De Vries gonna be surprise factor, and I think he's gonna beat his teammate.
Bold claims. Wow. De Vries gonna beat his teammate. Cool. Makes sense. What do you think, Krishan?
Red Bull on top, and I'll go bold here. Sergio Perez may repeat his tactics from 2022, because street tracks and Sergio Checo is match made in heaven, I must think. So,
Sergio Perez, circuit, not like
Perez challenging for the win and Red Bull dominating the race. Ferrari, Mercedes, Aston, three on totally equal pace, because the Ferrari has lesser downforce than last year. So, tire wear and all accounted for. These three teams will be fighting for second and third place. And after that, there will be Alpine, who are completely on their own, if they get their act together. And after that, I'll be saying ki Haas, Alpha and Williams. These three will be a fight to watch. And Alpha Tauri and McLaren, don't know. Kya hai wo?
I still think the underdogs would be Bhari Alpha Tauri. They have a good car. Tsunoda needs to prove himself, and he is, by the way, proving himself. So there was a whole duel between him and Gasly during Bahrain, jo I think kahin cover hua nahi in the live. But I just think ki Tsunoda is really developing his skills now. He's calming down a bit, jo last year tak uska problem tha, and I'm just thinking he's just good. Ek aur cheez, theek hai, I'm gonna make a commitment here. I know this is very far-fetched, lekin if Alonso wins by any chance galti se agar wo first aa gaya, main kal se Aston Martin ka t-shirt pehen ke baithunga is podcast mein pure season tak. I just want that guy to win so bad.
I'm already supporting green.
नहीं मैं खरीद के पहनूंगा, मैं इधर कमिटमेंट कर रहा हूँ इधर. सो आई वॉन्ट हिम टू विन ऑफकोर्स, लेकिन बीटिंग रेड बुल इज गोइंग टू बी टफ. अग्रीड, रेड बुल इज रियली फास्ट. मर्सिडीज एंड विलियम्स, दे आर गोइंग टू परफॉर्म वेल, बिकॉज ऑफकोर्स हाई स्पीड सर्किट मर्सिडीज को फायदा होता है. विलियम्स इज ऑलरेडी शोइंग साइंस ऑफ गेटिंग बेटर. सो या, दैट्स माई प्रिडिक्शन. इफ अलोंसो विंस, भाई फिर तो आई एम फुल अलोंसो फैन. फुल जंपशिप. सो कूल, एवरीथिंग वी हैव हैड अ गुड कॉन्वर्जेशन. कहाँ की बातें कर ली हमने. सो या, दैट वॉज इट. दैट वॉज ऑल दैट वी नीडेड टू टॉक अबाउट द प्री रेस. एंड ऑफकोर्स प्री रेस का तो हमने कम ही बात किया. वी जस्ट टॉक एज फैंस टूडे. हमने सब बात कर लिया. होपफुली नेक्स्ट टाइम वील बी एबल टू टॉक अबाउट more things like motorsport in India. Is it's an issue. Uska ek pura alag podcast rakhenge hum log ne. It's thoda touch kiya wo bhi topic. So yeah, if you haven't subscribed yet, do subscribe, like the channel, and sare social niche, sabke Instagram I'll put it in the description and stuff. So yeah, I will see you guys next time. We will see you guys next time, and see ya.
Bye.
मुझे
बोलना नहीं, ज्यादा बोलना नहीं, और हमेशा मेरा मुंह खुलते ही रहता है.
मैं ऐसा बोल रहा था, बस कर ले भाई, बस कर ले, दूसरों को भी ताने दे दे बोलने का, बस कर ले.
उसके फैंस हमेशा हेटर्स कन्वर्ट होते रहते हैं, क्योंकि अभी रेडबुल नहीं जीत, अभी रेडबुल जीत रहे तो अरे रेडबुल खराब है.
जब बटन और वो अलोंसो और वो थे, मैं तब से हैमिल्टन को फॉलो कर रहा
हूं. अभी पॉडकास्ट में बोल दिया मर्सिडीज फैन, तो अभी तेरा डायरेक्शन वही है कि तू मर्सिडीज फैन. नहीं नहीं, हो गया, फोर्सफुली फैंडम क्रिएट कर रहा
हूं.
मतलब मैं रेसिंग फैन, आई वांट क्लोजर रेसिंग.
ये है ना, अभी मर्सिडीज, ये है डिप्लोमेटिक आंसर आया मर्सिडीज का. मैं तो रेसिंग फैन हूं, चलिए जीत रही.
ये टोटो वोल्फ का शागिर्द है.
अरे बाप.